A 25 Nielsen report.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time span on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Gigant's yes! to the line!
Yes!
And it is
yes!
Jesse Gigant!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Six college baseball polls, Clemson between 11th and 20th in the new polls there. Tiger baseball today versus Presbyterian. Dylan Harrison on the mound for the Tigers. Two ranked basketball games last night. Kansas beats Houston. North Carolina takes care of Louisville. And Georgia State added to Clemson's football schedule for 2027 to go along with Wofford, Notre Dame, and South Carolina. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder, our sports and performance psychologist. We're going to talk Norway junior athletic programs today. And you're going to be fascinated by it. That's at 7:25. 7:45. He's elite, Eric Backich. EB's elite. We'll talk Clemson baseball. Tigers undefeated, ranked 11th in one of the polls, all the way up to 20th. Back on the diamond today at 4 o'clock. And at, 8:05, Tony Morrell's not here with us today. Tony's out today. So just two guests. We'll have a bunch of phone calls there in that final hour. Looking forward to that. Going to talk some college baseball today, some college basketball today. Going to talk some college football scheduling today, some net ratings today. Get caught up because yesterday it was a three-hour USA hockey show. And as a result of that, we still got to go back and catch up on what happened over the weekend with the rest of the sports world. We'll do it with the veteran producer, Mr. Mike Vall, back in the chair again today.
Good morning, Mr. Plyler.
How are you, sir?
Did I say Plyler? Mr. Plyler, I'm sorry.
I get Plyler and Piler, but it doesn't matter, man.
It's good to be with you.
Glad to have you, buddy. How's life?
Life is good.
Awesome. Granddaughter?
Moving fast. She's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yep.
I mean, they're just amazing little creatures through all that. So that's great. Glad to hear that. Looking forward to that. Segment two, me or you?
Yeah, I want to talk about a little side issue with Clemson baseball this past Sunday.
Let's do that. Let's do it. Looking forward to doing that coming up there. Harper is with us again today. Harpo, how you doing over there?
I'm doing pretty good. Awesome. Doing pretty good.
How's your Monday?
Same old Monday, but... Yeah. Nothing bad happens, so I can't complain.
Good. Cold, but it's going to get a lot warmer. I don't know how to say the weather.
Why is it so cold?
Well, it's not anymore. It's cold this morning, but I'm looking at it now, and the lowest low I see over the next 14 days, takes to the 10th of March, the lowest low I see, I've got a 37, and everything else is in the 40s and 50s. And today the high is 51, and that's the last high. I see one of the 50s in there. And outside of that, I see 5 days in the 70s.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to that. So everything good, though?
Everything's terrific.
Good.
Especially now that I'm here
with
you.
Yeah, of course.
Best part of my day.
Well, I hope that's the case. Looking forward to it and learning more about this business of sports. It should be a lot of fun there. A bunch to do. Baseball polls came out yesterday. Oh, by the way, let me mention one quick thing. Yesterday was all USA Hockey. As soon as I got off the show, I actually was here about an hour yesterday and got in the car about 10, and I listened to a little bit of political talk every once in a while. You know what they're talking about? USA Hockey. And then I flip it over to the other side of the political spectrum. You know what they're talking about? USA Hockey. And then I watched all of the mainstream stuff, or the Twitter feeds, people tweeting USA Hockey. And it's fascinating what politics has done an unbelievable job of being the new sports in our country, and they brainwash us in doing that. But it's fascinating some of the takes I see on both sides, which is a heck of a lot of fun to keep up with. So anyway, the other thing, and I'll mention this a little bit later on. I told you on yesterday's show, Mike, you missed yesterday's show, I raved about this hockey team. I raved about USA Hockey and what they've been able to do compared to, say, USA Soccer. Despite having only about one-sixth of soccer participation, youth soccer across the country, I should say, hockey is so much more successful than soccer in this country. They do an unbelievable job with our youth leagues and our youth development and our national team development. So with that said, and a limited part of the country, with that said, we raved about Jack Hughes, raved about the goalkeeper. Oh, by the way, on tomorrow's show, the surgeon that did the goalkeeper's knee, his arthroscopic knee stuff before the Olympics, he's on our show tomorrow with our Arthritic Sports Medicine segment.
Let's go.
Talking about the butterfly knees these guys have and what all he's got to do with knees with goalies and all that. So looking forward to that. Anyway, with that said, more than that, it was almost like Muhammad Ali back in the late 60s and early 70s. It's the social impact of this team, too. I told you, this team is going to sell because they came at a time which we needed them, much like 1980. The 1980 Olympic hockey team, Michael Vaughn, we needed them. Our country was suffering. Our country was in the doldrums. We had hostages in Iran. We had an economy that was absolute garbage. People were it was the lowest morale I've seen in the country in my lifetime. And this 1980 Olympic hockey team came in, and it gave us some hope, and we needed that.
First name that comes to your mind, Mickey.
With hockey?
Yeah.
Mike Ruzioni.
Well, that's what I was going to
say. Jim Craig.
Jim Craig.
Christensen.
And Herb.
Yeah. Herb Brooks. But with all that said, we needed them. We needed this team now. And I don't care. This team's not going to do politically what that team did, is unite the country, because we're so far divided now, nothing can unite us. War couldn't unite us. If we had people running planes into buildings again, that wouldn't unite us. Nothing's uniting us now. We're too far past that now. But sports needed this team, because sports fans were so sick of NIL and so sick of transfer portal and so sick of me, and so sick of the women's national soccer team begging for more money and complaining about being oppressed. And so the country needed a bunch of just dudes to go out and be dudes. And then after you win, drape yourself in American flags. Not about money. To get your teeth knocked out, score the game-winning goals. Not about money. I've seen him come into the country now and to a hero's welcome there. But not about money, about us and about our country. And we needed that so bad, man. We needed it so terribly bad. So this team, the timing of this is going to be a major, major sell. It's going to continue to sell. So that's not going away. Now can the NHL find a way to continue the momentum of it? I hope. Because it's still, in my opinion, it's still the best team sport out there. And hockey can replace what football and basketball are leaving behind. If you're sick of being told what a bad person you are, if you're sick of being begged for more money to pay for more football players and more basketball players, if you're sick of being told how bad everything is, how bad our country is, how oppressed all of our people are, turn on some hockey, because you won't hear that when you watch the NHL. It won't happen. And you can actually watch a sporting event instead of a political climate event. So that it's got a great chance to do that. With that said, more Freebird, man. I listened to it all day yesterday.
That's awesome.
I mean,
I can't wait to tell you about a little moment I had when they secured the goal the other day in overtime.
Oh, I can't wait, man. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. All right. Clemson baseball polls. Tigers in the vaulting up now. Coaches poll 11, 12 in the writers poll, 14 in Baseball America, 15 in D1 baseball, 19 in Perfect Game, and 20 in the Athletic. We need more baseball polls. We only have six. I'm asking, how, in this great free world we live in right now, how in the world can we only have six baseball polls? I need 12, 15, 18 baseball polls. Give me more, man. But the Tigers anywhere between 11 and 20 with all the baseball polls. Speaking of that, Clemson today, 4 o'clock, 3:30, first pitch. We've got Clemson and Presbyterian. Presbyterian comes at 2-6, Tigers 7-0. And surprisingly, because I thought it would have been the freshman Esten that pitched last week. Instead, they're going with Dylan Harrison. Dylan Harrison, I didn't think about it, didn't pitch this past weekend. 0.0 with 2.08, if I can say it, ERA. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to the Tigers back in action today on what should be a beautiful day today. And Presbyterian coming to town for that one. Don't forget Clemson to South Carolina in Columbia. That's South Carolina on Friday night. Neutral site in Columbia on Saturday. And then back here at Doug Kingsmore coming up on Sunday. Clemson fills out its 2027 college football schedule. The Tigers add Georgia State. 3 home games, non-conference home games that year. Georgia State, Wofford, and Notre Dame. And then go to South Carolina. Next year, as you know, at LSU, then Georgia Southern, Charleston Southern, and South Carolina. So you get 2 SEC schools in, you get 2 Power Fours through all this. In 28, Troy the Citadel at Notre Dame in South Carolina. In 29, Georgia Furman, Notre Dame, and at South Carolina. How about that? 3 of them. 3 of the big ones there. Same thing in 30, at Georgia, at Notre Dame, and South Carolina. Man, the schedule gets tough through some of that. You get Notre Dame and at South Carolina in 31, at Georgia, at Notre Dame, and South Carolina in 32, Georgia, Notre Dame, at South Carolina in 33. How about the home schedule there? Home schedule in 29, you get Notre Dame and Georgia coming to town. In 33, Georgia and Notre Dame coming to town. And 34, East Carolina, at Notre Dame, and South Carolina. 35, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, at South Carolina. Now, who knows if the games come off? In 36, you got at Oklahoma, at Notre Dame, and South Carolina, and then Notre Dame, South Carolina in 2037. So, anyway, a lot to look forward to. Clemson football scheduling, and that one was announced the other day. 2 huge men's basketball games coming up or from last night. Kansas needed a bad under the win in the worst kind of way. Kansas got a 69-56 win over Houston at home. Remember, Kansas was coming off a home loss where they got destroyed by Cincinnati 84-268. So they had lost 2 of their last 3. They needed a win big time there. And now it is Houston that's kind of rolling a little bit, reeling a little bit, I should say. Houston has lost 3 in a row. Now they lost to top 5 Iowa State, top 5 Arizona, and 14th ranked Kansas on the road. And now their schedule gets easier. But Houston has to kind of put it back together. No doubt about that. North Carolina goes to 16-0 at home last night. They beat Louisville 77-74. Tar Heels now won 3 of their last 4. The only loss was at NC State. They've got Virginia Tech, Clemson at home the next 2 games, trying to go 18-0 at home before going to Duke to finish things out. And as you know, Louisville, who took the loss last night, losing 2 of their last 3, Louisville comes to Clemson 2 o'clock in a huge game coming up on Saturday. We have net ratings. Clemson 38th in the men, 38th in the women. So we'll give you the latest there. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to be 8th in the men and women, so 38th. But, yeah, good to see that. And we'll see. Ladies climbing and men falling. We'll talk more about both of those programs coming up at the end of or during today's show for sure. And one final note. See what Lindsey Vonn said, that the surgeries that she's had on her leg actually saved her leg. there's a chance she was going to lose it. I told you, we talked to Dr. Martin about that a couple times, about just how important that circulation is and what all was going on there. So good stuff. Hopefully that will be the case where she can not get back to skiing, but get back to a normal life at some point in time, too. So it should be good. Told you weather-wise before we take a break, high of 51 today. We're getting into the 60s after that. Should be a beautiful weekend for baseball. 60s, mid-60s, and 70s this weekend in Columbia and Clemson. So should be able to do great stuff there. That's what I'm going with. I don't care if it changes. I'm still going with great weather this weekend. So should be good stuff. Short break. We'll come back. Mike Vaughn's going to get segment two with us. Hey, I do want to tell you about the Patterson Tax Service. We are almost right in smack dab in the middle of tax season. We're probably about 40% of the way through tax season. And I want to tell you, a lot of you probably hadn't done your taxes yet. And a lot of you are going to say, Mickey, I remember you were telling me a few weeks ago it's going to run out. And time's going to fly by, man. Harper, when you get old, time flies by. Mike Teller, you get old, time flies by.
It's already gone, man.
It's amazing how it goes by. And what happens is you'll get busy, and you'll have a teacher-parent meeting one night, and the next night you have a church function, and the next night you'll have some neighbors over, next night you'll go, oh, my gosh, it's April 15th, I hadn't done my taxes yet. Don't. Make your appointment today. Get it done today. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Short break. We'll come back. By the way, David and Charleston said, listen to Freebird yesterday over and over. Had to hear Freebird, man. It's ringing in my ears from the USA Hockey. Short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Segment two with Mike Vaughn right after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. They have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hello, listeners. Jeannie Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As we reflect on last year with another successful annual enrollment and look forward to the start of a new year, we are humbled and thankful for the relationships that we have with Walt, Ramona, David, and all of the local DJs who carry our spots. Most of all, we are thankful to the Roar listeners. Our business would not be successful without you. As we begin a new year, it doesn't look like the one we anticipated, but we want to make sure that we show our appreciation for each other and what our Lord does for us every day. Remember, gratitude is the best attitude. Many thanks to the Roar and to you, the listeners. We look forward to helping you this year. If you need help with Medicare, whether you're aging in or not sure if you're in the right plan, give us a call at 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
There's a better option for blood work in the upstate. I'm Dr. Ted Swan, a Clemson graduate practicing in the upstate for over 20 years. Unhappy with the national giants, we built Tiger Diagnostics Laboratory, a physician-led solution. We offer after-hours blood draws, signature health panels, and a better patient experience. In Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after hours in Piedmont. Learn more at tigerdiagnosticslab.com.
It's bow time. The only thing you want after a made-from-scratch Bojangles biscuit with juicy country ham is another one. For a limited time, get 2 ham biscuits for $5. That's 2 fluffy country ham biscuits. Cravings meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Most people think tap water problems are just about taste. But if you're dealing with dry skin, hair issues, fatigue, or digestive discomfort, your home's water could be affecting you every single day. You're exposed to it not just by drinking it, but through your skin, even breathing it in during hot showers. At Ace, we believe in whole home solutions. We perfect your water at the source to help protect the value of your health and home. That's what the bold white and blue stands for, protection and perfection. Book a free whole home water evaluation today at boldwhiteandblue.com.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Conference pride is great until kickoff. We are The Roar.
It's in my house yesterday. My we clean our floors about every couple of weeks, right? And when I get off, my wife works very hard, and she asks me often, like, can you clean the floor? So I'm vacuuming yesterday. What do you think I'm listening to while I'm vacuuming?
A little Skinnered, I imagine.
Of course, of course. I take out the pine saw yesterday and mop my floors, our hardwood floors across our home. What do you think I'm listening to?
A little Skinnered, maybe.
That's right. That's right. I'm doing laundry, folding laundry. Putting up, what do you think I'm listening to?
Those boys playing down in Muscle Shoals.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, they're still active, though, aren't they, Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Man, what a great time for them to come back and have that one. One of the all-time great songs, and those guys are still out there doing that for sure. Hey, I do want to tell you quickly about Ingles and what Ingles has been able to do. Love the prices, love the savings, love about Ingles Advantage Card. Ingles is an amazing company right here in Western North Carolina is where they're headquartered. And, boy, I'm so glad to have them here in the Upstate. A lot of our listeners that listen online don't live in an Ingles area, and I'm so sorry to hear that. But we've got some awesome specials that are in the listing area of an Ingles store right now. So here we go. Ingles boneless ribeye steaks right now saving $7.50 a pound. $7.50 a pound with that. The Boston butt right now, just $1.98 a pound for the Boston butt. So, man, making some great barbecue as far as that goes. Some fresh lean ground chuck right now saving $1.90 a pound on that. Hey, Mayfield ice creams, I'm a fan as well. Two for $8, saving $5.36 on two for those right now. Get your Heinz ketchup, buy one, get one right now. Fruit Loops, buy one, get one right now. The Libby's vegetables, buy one, get one right now. Love that. We eat more strawberries in our house than any household in America, saving $2 a pound on that. Now, I'm a big cantaloupe fan, saving $3 right now. Hey, go by and see our great friends. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love our great friends over at Ingles with low prices. Love the savings. Ingles Advantage Card, take care of that. Segment two of Mr. Mike Vaughn.
Mickey, so good to be with you. I appreciate Will Clinton asking me to fill in for him today here in the producer's chair, and always great to be back. Mickey, I stepped into it a little bit on Sunday, but I couldn't help it. I don't know. I think you've been a little bit more active on the socials here lately. I've seen you.
Oh, I posted all hockey all weekend long. That's all I did. And seeing the little kids' reaction when their moms and dads tell them, hey, the USA Hockey won during the middle of their hockey games.
Yeah.
Or the bar scenes where people just go crazy.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, I've been a little more active. with just seeing the really cool stuff on socials.
Now, Harper, you're involved in the socials too, right?
I am.
Am I saying it the right way? You know, is that the way the kids are saying
socials
it these days? but anyway, I should have paid a little bit more attention to who I was responding to, because I thought it was somebody maybe a little bit more important. But I ran across this tweet. Do we still call them tweets,
yes,
Mickey?
Yes, yes.
On Sunday night, let's see, when did I post this? This was 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And somebody said, I saw that Bryant was leading Clemson, and so I pulled the game up. It's a one-camera broadcast from behind the plate with no graphics other than the scoreboard, a live camera shot of the actual scoreboard in the ballpark. And then finishes with this statement: one day college baseball will get beyond this stuff. I had to respond, Mickey. I reacted. Usually I'm gonna temper my reaction, but I reacted. But I tried to do it in a positive way. So this was how I responded. I said, maybe try this next time. Quote, thankful that on top of all the events that Clemson Video is producing this weekend, including a program milestone game for Clemson women's basketball.
That was on ESPN2.
Right, but Clemson Video has to produce it.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you're not going to get a one camera for ESPN2.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Plus, all of the outstanding coverage of Clemson baseball so far this season. There hasn't been another game that has had a one camera feed for Clemson baseball.
They announced this a few weeks ago, the ones that will have it. There's about 5 or 6 throughout the season.
So it's a handful out of what, 56 regular season games?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I said, so we still get the bonus of having a live feed of Clemson baseball on Sunday. So my point there is Clemson Video can't cover everything. And we also have to keep in mind that a lot of the people involved with bringing us these games and these sports performances, these great atmospheres, are students.
Yeah.
We've got to keep that in mind. They're students that are working. They're learning the broadcast trade.
Our very own Kiana.
Yes.
Is one of the camera guys and production
and
guys.
And I've gotten to know a lot of those folks, and they're all outstanding people, and they work very, very hard.
Yeah.
And so anytime I see negativity toward the people behind the scenes that are bringing us these broadcasts, it raises a question for me.
Well, one thing too, Mike, is we shoot our arrow in the wrong direction oftentimes.
Yeah.
Because those people aren't the ones that are making that decision. There's one or two people that end up making that decision on the priority through all that over the weekend. And the people you're pointing at aren't the people that are making that decision. You know, like I'm going to get mad at the waitress.
Right.
It ain't the waitress's fault, pal.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot more going on than the waitress or the waiter. I can yell at him.
But
I'm pointing my ear in the wrong direction.
In one of my responses, I related it to a couple having multiple kids. You can't cover all of their activities every day, all the time. You either have to get some help, or you have to divide and conquer. You have to find a way to make it happen. And there are limitations at times. I heard things like, well, why can't we be like the SEC? The SEC never has this kind of stuff happen.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Every school has this situation.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the schedule doesn't line up the way that it did on Sunday. And you can cover every sport. But when you have 3 things, or maybe 4, going on at the exact same time, decisions have to be made. What I was thankful for was the fact that I could still pull up a screen. I could still see Doug Kingsmore Stadium on my feed, and I could still track the live ball game.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see all the camera angles. Sometimes that happens.
No replay.
No replay. But I don't appreciate
the umpires, no replay.
I don't appreciate true Clemson fans bashing.
Was it a Clemson fan that did it?
Yeah, several Clemson fans.
Look, I don't blame the fan here, because you're not. They don't really know. They're not having to make decisions themselves. Let me give you a couple of things that happened here. All right. Number one is right now you got baseball, men's basketball, women's basketball, gymnastics, lacrosse, and softball all going on over the weekend. Now, basketball played on Saturday. What the thing was on Sunday, but you had women's basketball and softball and baseball going on. You got 2 production rooms that you can do them in. So you can do 2 at a time. It's hard to do 3 at a time, to produce 3 at a time. And in this case, women's basketball was going to win out because it was a top nine team in women's basketball at the end of their season rather than a non-conference early season baseball game. Baseball at Clemson is more important than women's basketball, more followed than women's basketball, but this game was also on ESPN2, and so you take all that equipment and do that. The cameras, by the way, each camera, you're talking about six figures to pay for each one of these cameras, and so you got to make a little decision there. If we didn't have to pay football players and basketball players hundreds of thousands of dollars, you can afford to buy more cameras. But unfortunately, you got to go pay NIL and rev share stuff, and so you can't buy as many cameras now. Get used to it. This is what you're going to do. You're paying a third-team left tackle $100,000 right now. They're going to buy a camera. With that said, this weekend, women's basketball will not take the priority of baseball. Baseball is going to be the party because it's Clemson to South Carolina. But you still have to make choices. And a little behind the scenes here, Clemson got sued a few years ago over some Title IX stuff. And part of I think I'm right in saying this. Part of their Title IX settlement is they had to agree, or they offered to do more in the broadcast aspects of all that. There's a lot of Clemson softball fans that love watching that softball all weekend long. And he had four teams depending on rather than just two teams because it was a tournament, and he had to have all those resources over there. And a lot of Clemson women's basketball fans that love watching the Lady Tigers beat ninth-ranked Duke through that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that you had to make decisions. Clemson baseball is a bigger, more prioritized sport than women's basketball or softball. In this case, though, due to Title IX and due to the lack of all this and how many teams were dependent on it in tournaments and all that stuff, they made the decision. Right or wrong, they made the decision.
I don't think it was wrong at all, and I think that you have to make those choices sometimes. There's folks that are calling out Graham Neff on here. Graham Neff, I mean, it's crazy, all of the comments. If folks want to see this feed, you can go I'm on Twitter, at Mike V from SC. And, Mickey, this has gotten like over 20,000 views now. I don't know why it blew up so much, but it just – you can't have everything all the time. One of the things I related it to was, you know, I used to watch every Braves game with my dad on TBS, sitting in the lazy boy chair with my dad, watching it every single day. I can't watch the Braves every day now because I can't afford 15 different streams to be able to see them every single day. But – I can understand how people are disappointed, but don't put down the people that bring those great broadcasts to you all the time. Here's another part of it, is we subscribe to ESPN to get to see that feed, but we don't pay Clemson anything to watch these games. Clemson's not getting anything from us. Who are we to complain that we can't get a certain type of broadcast on a certain day? I just got all flustered about it. And the hardest part about it is that a lot of these people responding are such great Clemson fans, but yet they can't remain positive toward the people that bring you the broadcast.
Well, people are going to complain, and people are going to want to. They have a right to complain about this because baseball is the bigger deal. And in most cases, you're going to, if given a choice between a full baseball broadcast and a full softball broadcast, they'll do that. In this case, there's tournaments and other teams are depending on the feed and all that. And then, again, you got some attorneys that are telling you, due to Title IX, that's my guess now. I don't know that. But Clemson had some Title IX issues that it had to clear up. If you walked around campus, I noticed it about 3 years ago, they flooded these Title IX women's sports promo flags, you know, around Clemson, you'll see it where by all the light poles, you know, those
The little banner,
yeah, the banner stuff, yeah. Man, when they got the word back from that settlement on the lawsuit that they had to settle in on, one of the things was the promotion of it. You saw every Clemson women's sporting event, all of them, and that's Title IX, and that's a federal program, a federal law, and they got caught with their pants down on it, and they had to go back and make good on it. And that's part of that. I'm thinking. I could be dead wrong on that. Someone correct me if I'm wrong on that. But I think they lost that or settled that lawsuit. And part of the settlement was they had to do that. So that's where all that is.
I just think there's other things that we need to worry about than complaining because you only had a one camera feed for one game. They've played, six or seven games now?
Yeah, Texture says, I didn't know the reason y'all outlined it. That's informative. I hate to know that women's basketball takes precedence over baseball on the radio, but I understand why. Yeah, we're told what we carry. We don't have a say in that. We are told what we carry. And that's not – that's part of the flagship agreement that we have. But there's a reason for everything. There's a reason your food has come out and it takes 20 minutes. It might be a manager thing. It might be a ticket thing, whatever. It might be the cook back there in the back sick. It might be a burner's out, whatever. I don't know. The consumer just wants good food and they want it fast. But and on that subject, Mike, 1224 gets in and said, hey, Hoss, trust me on this right here. I'm married to a former waitress, and you do not want to holler at your waiter or waitress. They literally have access to your food going in your mouth. Hear me out, or hear me now and believe me later. Don't yell at the waiter or waitress.
Ma'am?
It ain't. First of all, it ain't their fault.
That's right.
But you know, we want to scream, and we're Sonny Corleones. We shoot first, we ask questions second. You know, we don't know. We don't want to know. We're just mad. And look, that's a good thing, Mike. I mean, I'll put a different spin on it.
Oftentimes, when you don't have something or you miss something, it makes you see how much you really appreciate it.
Well, a couple things. Yeah, not just that, but Clemson baseball is important. And it should be important. And when it's not on, people should complain. But when you complain, you also have to take it to about stuff is that in consideration that people making decisions have a lot more information than I have. If it was up to me, you know, my niece is on the women's golf team here. I'd like a camera to follow her around and follow every single shot she has. Those cameras are $100,000. You know? If it was up to me, every single shot that Jacob Bridgman hits on the PGA Tour now, I'll have access to it. And they got a lot of money. The tour's got a lot of money to do all that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't make those decisions. And people who have more information than I do, they don't have to cater to my needs through it all. So that's why those things happen. Anyway, I enjoyed segment two. Good stuff. Short break. We'll come back. I have not talked, because we did one big hockey show yesterday, hadn't talked about the Clemson-Florida State basketball game, hadn't talked about Clemson and Bryant baseball. Don't forget, Eric Backus joins us 7:45 this morning, so you know we'll talk a lot about that. Got a bunch of texts already flying in on that subject and more. Love to hear from you. Tiger Diagnostic phone line, 654-ROAR. Adams Car Roofing text line, 654-ROAR. Much more when you come back right after this.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
When it comes to Clemson gear, there's one place that sets the standard, the Tiger Sports Shop. From classic everyday essentials to the latest seasonal must-haves, we've got everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, and tees, you name it, we've got it. Men's, women's, kids, headwear, gifts, you name it, we've got it. Shop either our two convenient locations or online at tigersports.com. Tiger Sports Shop, Clemson pride every day, every season.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hey guys, are you tired of feeling sluggish, unmotivated, and not seeing results in the gym? It's not your diet, it's not your age, it's low testosterone. At Lowcountry Male, we help men get stronger, leaner, sharper, and more confident with doctor-guided testosterone replacement therapy. Real hormone labs, real medical providers, and real results. And right now, new TRT patients get a free 30-day supply at ED Meds because confidence matters in the bedroom too. Stop making excuses and take control. Feel like a man again and book today at lowcountrymale.com. That's lowcountrymale.com.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
I took a trip across the country from Montgomery. Discovered I'd been wrong for so long.
Mike. Oops, I forgot about something right there. I got to go ahead and slide that out.
Oh, really?
I think there's an early word right there. Sorry.
There is?
It's been a while since I heard that one. Maybe I'll maybe we'll come back
can
to
it. Can we play door normal under the ad when I tell you about a great friend at the American Door? Because, well, first of all, it's nothing bad when he goes, mm. You know, right at the beginning.
Yeah, I love that part.
Man, that's good right there, isn't it? Little Jamie Johnson. When he gets into it, that's good right there. American Door Mashers, they do an absolutely amazing job at AmericanDoorMashers.com. You're going to have an issue maybe with the springs in your doors. I hope not. Maybe it might be the cable. I hope not. Maybe it's the track. I hope not. Maybe it's the door itself. Maybe it's the motor. Maybe it's the remote. You know, service and repair is a major thing what they do. They're going to get that thing, that garage door working correctly. They're going to get the tune-ups in your garage door. You're going to love it. 24-hour emergency services, 990-3075, 864-990-3075, serving the upstate of South Carolina. If your garage door's not functioning, if it's making that noise or you're going, whoa, don't like that, think about it. It's our great friends over at AmericanDoorMasters.com. That was Jamie Johnson. I am reminded now, obviously, we played a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd here in the last 2 days from Jacksonville, Florida. But Mike, am I right by saying that they've got that South Alabama Muscle Shoals sound to them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Correct if I'm wrong, too. Muscle Shoals, the reason that's so famous is the blues. Right, isn't that where that kind of came from? Muscle Shoals, Alabama?
Yeah, wasn't that also the studio where the Allman Brothers did a lot of
recording? Allman Brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are, both those are basically blues. I mean, you know, Southern rock, but man.
Well, I think the producer there, the original guy, gosh, I saw a documentary on this. He brought in a lot of diverse talent to round those bands out and really stretch some limits that hadn't been tested in the Deep South before, and it really made a difference.
You had guys on this. It's a big band, though, by the way. You had guys on this. Now, I didn't know they have a mandolin player on that group, but you had guys who left the band, was with the band, left the band, left, with the band, left the band. How about this? Ricky Medlock is a member. Aretha Franklin, Larry Williams is telling me, Aretha Franklin Muscle Shoals, Alabama? Oh, man. I need to watch the documentary on Muscle Shoals and see that and see all that's been through there. So, how about this guy, Ricky Medlock? All right. Current member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. He played the drums like Larry Williams from 1971 to 1972. He played the guitar from 1972 and then rejoined in 1996 to the present. Vocals and mandolin from 71 to 72 and 1996 to the present. So he's been with the band off and on. But the man played the drums, the guitar, the mandolin, and sang? Johnny Van Zant still lead vocals since 1987. You've had people come in and out. New members as late as 2025. But, yeah, buddy. And former members, obviously. Plane crash, right?
And that plane crashed right after they had done a show in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah. Crazy. Anyway, I'll do some Muscle Shoals documentary to see what that looks like. Welcome back, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Because we did all hockey yesterday, I didn't talk Clemson basketball, didn't talk Clemson baseball. Let me do basketball first. We'll do baseball in the next segment, and then we'll do Milt Lauder at 725, Eric Backich at 825. I mean, it's at 745. Basketball program right now, man, this team is absolutely reeling. And one thing I was reminded of, and this is going to be this Saturday, next Wednesday, next Saturday after that, ACC tournament, and if it make the NCAA tournament, NCAA tournament. But Brad Brunell has mentioned this a couple times now. And even in this four-game losing streak. And this happened during the win streak as well. But it's really magnified now in the losing streak. That this team has such a small margin of error. This team has so many issues that they did a terrific job with, Mike, of covering up. Part of it, and I every time I mention it, I get pushed back saying, oh, you're hating on this team. And I wasn't, but part of it was the schedule, you know, beating up on the Pittsburghs and the Notre Dames and the Boston Colleges of the world. It finally caught up to you. Tigers are now 4-5 in their last 9, four-game losing streak. And all four losses. What really hurts you is when you lose home to Florida State, home to Virginia Tech, and home to NC State.
And don't beat a weak Wake Forest on the road. Right?
Yeah. So with all that said, look, backcourt issues. I heard the Florida State coach say after the game on Saturday that they were going to double in the post every single possession and dare Clemson to shoot the three. And that's not going away. The new way to play Clemson, the thing that those bad teams didn't do earlier in the year, is because Welling was hurting people and Godfrey was hurting people and Davidson could hurt you, and the down low, the post game was hurting some folks. The new way to play Clemson is Porter's not killing you now, Hunter's not killing you now, Butter Johnson's not killing you now. Now Buckner is, but wide open threes if you want. But the backcourt is struggling so bad offensively, and your margin of error is so bad, so narrow, that you got to play very, very – and he's got to get – he mentioned this earlier after one of the games, they've got to have a lot of guys play well. Like Saturday for Florida State, Robert McCray was so good, he didn't need a whole heck of a lot of a help. All right? Robert McCray had 6 rebounds. He had 29 points. He was 10 of 19 from the field. He was 4 of 10 from 3, 5 of 6 at the three-point line. He had 6 rebounds. He had 3 assists. And he didn't need a whole lot of help. They got one other double-figure score. Clemson, on the other hand, it's not going in the basket right now, especially from three. Now, Butta hit 3 in the second half. Outside of that, Clemson just not making threes. Buckner has Dylan Hunter 1 of 4 from 3. Justin Porter, one of three from three. That's two of seven from those guys. And Porter, oh, by the way, Butters got the start over Porter. But I tell you, and that doesn't bother me. This is not an outstanding offensive team. I get that. I see lapses on the defensive end, too. This team is not good enough to have lapses on defense. One of the things that's happened to this team in this four-game losing streak is that on those crucial possessions, when they fight back against Wake Forest, they're down, Wake Forest is hot, and they find a way to fight back, right? And get the momentum, and you've cut it to six. You cut it to four, and, man, you got to have a stop. It is a crucial time to stop, and a defensive lap leads to a basket. Laps leads to a basket. On Saturday, you had very few times you had a lead, but you get a little lead in it. You get a one-point lead. What do you know? Two or three consecutive possessions. Brad mentioned that in the postgame. A couple of consecutive possessions just crushed you. Absolutely crushed you. And it happened with NC State. It happened with Virginia Tech. Duke, it happened. Duke's better than Clemson. I could tell you that Clemson's almost as good as NC State, maybe. It's better than Wake Forest, better than Florida State, maybe. But better than Virginia Tech, but not so good that they can't get maximum effort defensively and get a little more of a more well-rounded offensive effort. If you noticed in these things, State was a 4-point loss, Virginia Tech 10-point loss, Wake Forest 8-point loss, is a 5-point loss to Florida State. Single-digit games. That margin of error, if you don't get, everybody's got to play better, everybody's got to play well, and even in your spark runs, on Butter's three-pointers, you can't have the laps on defense, the easy basket on defense. One thing that hurts Clemson is the defense could pick you up so much higher because they don't have the athleticism for the dribble drive penetration. They're not blowing by defenders. On the other side of it, I saw several times on Saturday, several times in this four-game losing streak, where penetration has killed them on the defensive end. You got to take care of that. Tiger Diagnostic phone line, Zeke in Simpsonville. Zeke, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Mickey, is it a concern of yours that this four-game losing streak could go to six?
Oh, seven. I mean,
seven?
Well, look, they'll be underdogs. It's going to go to six right now on paper. They're going to be underdogs to Louisville at home, and they'll certainly be underdogs to North Carolina, who hadn't got beaten at home all year long. No, I'd be shocked if it's not six. If the winning one is next two? No, I'd be really, really shocked.
Well, Louisville could be facing a two-game losing streak, or Clemson a five-game losing streak. So that makes that game really huge.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, because if you look at – if people don't understand this, I don't care where you are in the conference, one through seven. I don't – what matters is the net. The people in the committee don't look at where you finish in your conference. Why? Because the games aren't equal. How you play, where you play. Clemson's at 38th right now. The good thing is the next two games are quad one games. So they have a chance to improve that with two. And even two losses, they're not going to hurt you, being quad one losses.
But you need to do some of that because quad one right now, the Tigers are just 3-5. What hurts Clemson, though, is they're 7-3 in quad two games. That's where Georgia Tech can come to play.
That's what hurts
you got to win that one. Yeah.
And I think they'll beat Georgia Tech. And look, I'll be honest. I think you beat Louisville at home.
We'll see. Let me give you this, Zeke. Let me give you this. No team ahead of Clemson in the net right now has lost more than two quad two games. The only teams that Clemson's lost three. The only quad two game losses, teams lost two, are Miami at 35 and Kentucky at 32 and NC State at 26. So the three quad two losses are crushing Clemson right now.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that. And that's what a lot of people understand. They go, well, you're third or fourth in ACC, you're good to go with the tournament. That's just not true. When you're sitting at 35th, 38th, You've got to win some games. And I think with two quad one games left, the good thing is you grab wins, man, you solidified, you got no worries, no sweat. If you get two losses, it's not that you slide much, but like you said, and that's
well,
once again.
Right now you're tied for fifth. Losses. Right now you're tied for fifth, but if you lose these two of the next three, you lose to North Carolina, who you're tied with, and you're going to be tied with Louisville. They'll take that win from you as well. So now you're going back down to seventh in the league for that one. So that
well,
ain't
right
good.
Now you're eight. I think you're eighth in the net in the ACC.
Yeah.
So then you go, how many teams will this conference start? You got to start looking at how many teams will this conference get in this year.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like you, one thing you said, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not a great offensive team, but it did its work on the defensive end.
Not anymore.
Physicality.
Yeah,
it's
not anymore.
Toughness. Well, yeah, no, look, I agree with you. It's toughness, and that's what – and if they get that back, then there's no problems. But if they don't have the physicality and toughness,
I got to run, Zeke. I got to top of the hour break. Appreciate the phone call. Hour number two when you return, talking more Clemson basketball and baseball right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.